Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. What a joy it is to open the book of Matthew. I am so excited. And make sure they feel welcome. In Hebrews 13:4, we're provided a declaration that I want everyone here to hear and never forget. It is a value of SOS Ministries. It is a value of Community Bible Church of Kubami Twe. And I want it to be a value of every single individual in this area. And that is the declaration. That is the command to let marriage be held in honor among all. Say that with me. Let marriage be held in honor among all. Tell your neighbor to let marriage be held in honor. Go ahead, tell him. Come on, you tell him, let marriage. I'm not seeing you. Tell your neighbor, let marriage be held in honor. Come on, shake them around. Let marriage be held in honor.
Leka ofumbo bero wechitibwa okusinga ekintu ekirala kyonna.
These words,
ebigambo bino,
must be heard and lived out with great passion, with dedication. I really believe that where marriages go, so does the society. Because marriage is the backbone of the whole family. And the family is the backbone of the society. Where you have bad marriages, you have broken families and a deteriorating society. Where you have strong marriages, you will have robust families and a developing society. Why are there so many children abandoned in our own communities? Why are there so many kids that are not in school, even though we have almost a free education here? Why are there so many grandmas watching children? Why are there these before someone becomes 16? All of it is because there is no family structure. All of it is because kids are growing up and there is no mom, there is no dad, there is no marriage. But where you find a mom and a dad, usually you will find a stronger family and children who actually are stronger.
Ogenda sinkana amaka amanywevu atenga nabana babwe.
We as a ministry, we are very passionate about the family and very passionate about making marriage honorable.
Kakati ngafe chitongole, tuwe wade yo kulaba nga family nyuevu, atela tuwe wade yo kulaba ngobu fumo na buo, butu wali wango wechitibwa.
Most cases where men love their wives, love their families, they'll have this ambition within them to develop their whole home and thus the society.
Era mumbera mosinkanira abasajja nga bewaddeyo okulaba nga bakulakulanya amaka gaabwe nga bakulakulanya bakazi baabwe n'abaana baabwe ogenda sinkana ebitundu.
And so we praise the Lord. Every marriage we see, we praise the Lord. For Fabrice, come on. Way to go, big man.
Fabrice,
Woo! As well, we've got other mates, Rachel and Mildred. We're excited. We support marriage here. And I believe that's why Matthew inserted that right in this text. As most of us remember, Jesus has been teaching his disciples, equipping him for his departure. A departure he keeps telling them, and I'm going to go. I'm
going
to go to Jerusalem. And I'm
going
to suffer by the hands of the religious leaders. Be killed on a cross. But raised again on the third day. Something he keeps telling them. And as he prepares his disciples, there's many topics he could have addressed. But this he finds one of the most important to address, and that's why it's recorded here in Matthew.
Mukasera ko okubanga ali mukuteekateeka abayigirizwa be waliwo ebyokwogerako bingi nnyo bye yali asobola okubanga ayogerako naye yalondawo essomo lino abeerenga nalyo alyogerako
eri abayigirizwa. And I am so excited for this week and next week.
Memwecho ndi musanyufu nnyo ku lwa wiiki eno gye tulimu leero ate era ne sabbiiti
egenda. To address this extremely important topic of marriage. Marriage must be held to a lofty position. I don't want to rush through this section. I want to take it slowly, slowly to make sure we all can see the biblical picture of marriage. This section consists, from verses 1 through 12, consists of three questions. Verses 1 through 12 consists of how many questions? How many? Three questions. Verses 1 through 6 deal with one of those questions. We're only looking at one of those questions, and we probably won't get all the way through that one question. But it's a simple format. We have questions and then answers. Questions, then answers. And the question we're looking at today is found in verse 3. Is divorce lawful according to God's standards? The second question is in verse
7.
Why did Moses command a certificate of divorce?
Lwaki Musa yalagira okubanga omuntu asobola okugobebwa omukyala okugobebwa?
And the third question is found in verse 10.
Era n'ekibuuzo ekyokusatu kisisinkanibwa mu lunyiriri olw'ekumi.
Is it better not to marry?
Kisingako obutawasa?
And I'm excited to answer that question for those that continue to not get married.
Era
today we're going to look at the first question. Before we look at these questions, what I want to do is I want to quickly set the picture for you, set the background for you.
Wabulanga sinaba kugenda buziba mbibuzo bino njagalo soko basunwira ko ba obajira yo musinji.
And there's a lot of little nuggets here in this introduction that bring light to the passage.
Wanwe bigambo binji nye byogerwa mukatundu kano ebijja yo burungi ekitundu kubanga tuchitegeye.
I'm going to very quickly give you five quick little features.
Genda bawa yo ebikula bya mirundi etano.
Background features.
Ebikula bya mirundi etano ebisokerwako.
Look with me first in chapter 19. Verses 1 and 2. Chapter 19, verse 1 and 2. Are we ready to read? How many are ready to read? Come on, I'm looking in the tent. Are you ready to read? Okay, let's go together. Chapter 19, look with me at verses 1 and 2. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee. And he entered the region or the borders of Judea beyond the Jordan. And a large crowd followed him. And he healed them. Here we see the first feature of the sequence of messages. Jesus says here, when Jesus had finished these words, what words? Anybody remember what we spoke on last time? It was on the subject of forgiveness. Now listen. After speaking about this subject of forgiveness, he now comes to the issue of what? Marriage. I want to suggest to you that it is no coincidence that before addressing marriage, we address what? Forgiveness. Because the greatest human relationship is that of marriage, and it is dependent on us knowing how we are to what? Forgive. Dr. Boyce, in his commentary, says this: marriage,
Dr. Boyce yagamba mu bigambo bye nti obufumbo,
marriage is the most intimate of all relationships.
Ye nkolagana ekyasinze okuba ey'omugundo.
And in marriage, the most piercing pain can be experienced.
Ate era mu bufumbo mosinkanira obulumi obukyasinze okuba nga busensera.
It follows that it is the relationship above all others that must uphold that by 77 times forgiveness about which Jesus speaks.
Wabula genda maso n'agamba nti enkolagana eno erina okuba nga etwalibwa ng'enkolagana ekyasinze enkolagana endala zonna, era mu eyo enkolagana Kristo atugamba nti ebitundu 77 bye birina okubeera nga birabisibwa mu kusonyiwa.
If marriage will work,
obufumbo obuba nga bwakukola,
we must make sure we know about forgiveness, which was just addressed last time we were together.
Tuino kusoko kutegera okusonywa kufana kutya atero kusonywa kutwakulaba ko lwetwasemba kusinga.
Stated differently, the antidote to a happy marriage.
Era genda maso nachogera bigambe bilala nti byeddagala eri obufumbo.
Is a healthy dose of ongoing forgiveness.
Nti yedozo bali yeddagala eri obufumbo obwetaaga okubanga abantu basonyiyibwa.
Can somebody say amen?
Omuntu omwagambe nti amina.
Amen. The second background feature I want to bring out is the separation from Galilee.
Ekikula ekyokubiri kyenjagala okubanga nokolayo kwe kwawukana eri mu Galilaya oba okuva e Galilaya.
It says when Jesus had finished his sins, he went away from Galilee.
Agamba nti Yesu bwe yalinga amaze ebigambo ebyo n'ava e Galilaya.
Now that is important in this way.
Ekyo kikulu mu mbeera bweti.
Matthew is revealing that Jesus is now headed toward Jerusalem.
Matayo yali agezako tulaga nti mukaseera kano Kristo yali ayolekedde ogende Yerusalemu.
Chapters 19 and 20 are events that will happen on the in the land a land beyond the Jordan.
Bwoba tunuulidde essula 19 n'eyabiri eyogera ku byatuuka wabula nga biri eri ku luuyi lwa Yorodani.
Jesus' ministry in Galilee is now over and he has his eye toward the cross.
Obuweereza bwa Kristo mu Galilaya bwali bumaze okukomekereza kakati amaaso agatunuuliza musaalaba.
Thirdly, we see the security threat.
Ekyokusatu tulaba okutiisibwatiisibwa.
Of where he's headed.
Okutiisibwatiisibwa eyo gye yali alaga.
What's interesting, the text reveals that he goes beyond the region, the better translation, but to the border of Judea. By means of beyond the Jordan, routes you could take to Jerusalem. One was going through Samaria, which was an easier route, but many Galilean Jews didn't want to go through Samaria.
Kakati abayudaya bali tebagala kuyita mu Samaria.
So they would go along the northern route.
Kitegeza bagenanga mu mambuka je bayitanga mukube
wadwa makubo manji. Across the Jordan River
nga oyolekedde ku mugga wa
Yordani
era mukuyita ku mbebenu za Yordani ne bakkirira paka mu Yeriko.
And he said that's the direction he headed.
Kati batugamba wano nti yeri ekkubo lyakwata.
And that would have been a normal route.
Eyo yandibadde kwegamba kkubo lya bulijjo.
But what's interesting here is this.
Next thing okwewunyisa ano kye kino.
Jesus is going right through
Kristo ali mukuyita
a location
Muchifo
where John the Baptist was killed for what? For confronting Herod about his what? About his marriage.
Shakati Yesu Kristo yali aita muchifo wabula muchifo echo mwe yali aita chechifo echa tibwamu Yokana omubatiza wabula chechia tisa Yokana omubatiza yali alumbaganye Kerode eri obufumbo bwe yayina ne mukazi we.
And what we recognize here, what is the issue the religious leaders raise? The issue over what? Divorce.
Kakati nsonga kyenkulu abakulembeze b'amaddiini gye bagezaako okunokolayo y'ensonga ey'okubeera ng'abantu baawukana oba omukyala n'omwami baawukana.
About a year and a half earlier, John the Baptist was beheaded in around that same place under the same King Herod. Now the religious leaders are raising this issue of divorce in order to what? Trap Jesus, we'll see here in a moment.
Kakati mu kifo kye kimu abakulembeze b'amadini bajjayo ensonga eno wabula mu kifo kino kye boogereramu kye kifo kye kimu ekyattibwamu Yokana omubatiza. Mwecho bagezaako okujjayo ensonga eyekuusa kwawukana bagezaako mutega.
Could the religious leaders have been asking this question in order to arouse the crowd over the same issues of John the Baptist got beheaded in order for Herod to grab him and do the same fate as John?
Abakulembeze bano babuuza ekibuuzo kye kimu okugezaako okumamu omuliro mu kibiina eri ensonga eyatisa Yokana omubatiza.
Interesting.
Kyewuunyisa.
We also shown here the scene of Jesus' followers. Just the fourth background piece. There are large, massive crowds following Jesus. Everyone knew Jesus was the Messiah. There was no question. There was no argument. Everybody knew.
Kakati bw'otunuulira kino ekibiina ekinene ekyali kigoberera Kristo abantu bonna baali bamanyi bulungi nti Yesu Kristo ye Masiya tewali yalina kubuusabuusa.
And that's why wherever Jesus went, massive crowds are there. You could feel the audience and the tension that's building as everybody sees wherever Jesus goes and all of these people following him as he goes toward what? Jerusalem.
Era mwecho osobola okulaba ng'abantu bakumiddwamu omuliro nga buli omu agoberera Kristo yonna gye yali alaga ng'aserengeta mu Yerusalemu.
And the last background information it says is the supremacy of Jesus' ministry in that he was doing what? He was healing them. You see, Jesus taught and he what? He healed.
Era bw'oba otunuulira obuweereza bwa Kristo olaba nga yawonyanga ate era n'ayigiriza n'awonya n'ayigiriza obubaka bwe bwe bwabeeranga.
Jesus' healing was not a show.
Okuwonya kwa
it wasn't for entertainment.
Teyali kubeera nga yeerabisa
as it is in our modern day.
Nga bwe tukiraba mu nnaku eza leero.
Jesus' healing was for this purpose. I am the Messiah. Watch. I'm the king sent from heaven, and I do what only heaven can what? Can do.
Yenze kabake yava muguru era nkole echo eguru cherisobolo kubanga likola.
Listen, till Jesus hangs on a cross, he's calling all men to come to him.
Paka bwe yatuko kubera nga akomererwa ku musalaba yayitanga abantu kubanga
bajja. He's telling everyone, I'm the Messiah, bend the knee and follow me.
Gabagamba yenze masiya muvuname wansi mungoberere.
And that's what we see as the background to this incredible text. Having seen that background and those little nuances, let's now come to the question. Look with me in verse 3 at the question. We'll look at the question and the answer. Look with me at the question, verse 3. And the Pharisees came up to him. And what? And what? And tested him. By saying, is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? This is a massive question. Because we know that this is a trap. We know that the religious leaders are seeking to get Jesus into trouble.
Tumanyi bulungi nti abakulembeze b'amadini bagezaako kubeera nga basuula Kristo mu katyabaga.
They're seeking to get to probably get him arrested and even killed. They know that the question of divorce and marriage, especially in this jurisdiction, is a very hot political topic. This situation will be kind of like if I was the Archbishop of Canterbury in England. And someone were to ask me, well, King Charles is in the room. Well, everyone around would know that King Charles divorced his wife and was having an ongoing affair with the woman he is now married to.
Wabula mwecho abuza ekibuzo naye nga buli omu ali mu kizimba amanyi bulungi nnyo nti obufumbo bwa Kabaka Charles tebusaanidde olw'ensonga omukazi gw'alina mu kaseera ako yamwenda.
So every newspaper would be ready to write down whatever was said.
Kitegeeza bannamawulire buli omu abeera mwetegefu
okuwabuli
kutu kwonna kuba kuwuliriza.
And the same was true in this area here. The same was true. But this man stole his brother's wife. And everybody knew it. So in what way is this a trap? This is a trap to cause a great arousal so that Jesus gets arrested.
Kakati kano katego mungeri chi katego rwensonga ekibuzo kino kigezaako okuma mu omuliro mu kibiina Krista sobola okubeera nga asibibwa.
The second reason why this is even asked here, the one reason this is even asked here is this.
Era n'endowooza endala lwaki ekibuzo kino kibuuzibwa wano yeeno.
Is in the days of Israel, there was total lack of clarity regarding divorce. Despite the fact that the Bible was always very clear on the subject, people were trying to get license to divorce whoever they wanted.
Abantu bagezaga okufuna empapula okusobola okugoba bonna abakazi be bali bagala okubanga bagoba.
John MacArthur brings out the fact that in this day,
Omusumba John MacArthur akyogerako nti mu biro bino,
Rabbi Hillel,
waliwo omusomesa omu ayitibwa Elode,
who had died only 12 years before Jesus,
eyali yakafa naye wabula yasooka Kristo okufa,
had begun his ministry, taught that a man could divorce his wife for the most trivial of reasons.
Yayogera n'agamba nti omusajja asobola okugoba mukazi we ku lw'ensonga eziwerako.
For instance,
okugeza,
if she had her hair down in public,
senga enviri zazisumulula n'azisa wansi mu lujjudde lw'abantu,
or she was talking to other men,
oba omukyalo oyo ng'alina abasajja balaba ayogera nabo,
or even if she burned the bread,
oba newe yasirizanga omugaati,
or put too much salt on food,
oba emmere n'ateekamu omunnyu mungi.
Come on. For her to speak ill of her mother-in-law, or to be infertile, were more than sufficient grounds for divorce. The end result was that religious leaders became promoting divorce everywhere.
Era ekyavaamu abakulembeze b'amadiini ne batandika okubeera nga batutumula eky'okugoba abakyala.
Marriage was not being honored.
Obufumbo tebwatwalibwa nga
obwekitiibwa. It was being deteriorated.
Bwatandika okubeera nga busibwa wansi.
By the false teaching of the day.
Wabula ekyo kyava mu njigiriza enkyamu yali egenda.
And they were using the passage that was read this morning as the Old Testament reading as a catalyst to do that.
Era mu ebyo byonna baabikola nga bakozesa ekyawandiikibwa ekisomeddwa enkya ya leero okubeera nga bafuna omusingi okukola ebyo bye baali bakola.
And we'll give clarity to that passage as we teach through this section of scripture.
Era tujja kwongera okufuna okulungamizibwa bwe tunaaba nga tusoma ekitundu ky'ekyawandiikibwa ekyo.
So Jesus here is being asked a very serious question.
N'olwekyo Kristo wano abuuzibwa ekibuuzo ekyannamaddala.
In a very scary location.
Era ng'akibuuzibwa mu kifo ekitiisa ennyo.
And so here we now see his answer.
Wano we tusinkanira okwanukula kwe.
And as he answers, you can hear everyone kind of lean forward. The reporters have pen in hand. And here's Jesus' answer. Look with me in verse 4. He answered,
Adam n'agamba nti,
have you not read
temusomanga
that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female
nga yabakola omusajja n'omukazi
and said, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife.
N'agamba nti omuntu kyanaavanga aleka kitaawe ne nnyina yeetabe ne mukazi we.
And they shall become one flesh.
Nabo bombi banaabanga omubiri gumu.
So they are no longer two.
Obutaba babiri
nate. But one flesh.
Naye omubiri gumu.
What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.
Kale Katonda kye yagatta awamu omuntu takyawulangamu.
What Jesus does here in answering the question of divorce is he teaches on marriage.
Kakati Kristo kyali mukola wano okuddamu eri ekibuuzo ky'okugoba omukazi awa essomo eryekuusa ku bufumbo.
And he gives five critical truths about marriage.
Era mu ekyo awa amazima ga mirundi etaano amakukutivu.
He gives how many?
Awa amasomo ga mirundi etaano ageekuusa
ku bufumbo. Five critical truths about marriage.
Awa amazima ga mirundi etaano amakukutivu ageekuusa ku bufumbo.
And we're going to look at three of these this morning.
Wabule nchale tugenda tunuulirako asatu.
I want to show you what Jesus' answer is. Jesus' answer on marriage helps us understand his answer on divorce.
Ngenda balaga okudamu kwa Kristo. Okudamu kwa Kristo kutuyamba okutegera echo okudamu eri okugoba.
And notice that Jesus takes his hearers back to what? Back to Scriptures.
Era tunuulira wano olabanga Kristo atuzzaayo mu byawandiikibwa.
He takes up the scripture as the authority of his answer.
Era atwala ebyawandiikibwa nga obuyinza obutulaga ekyokuddamu kye.
And he says, "Have you not read?"
Nabagamba nti temusomanga.
Thus shamefully bringing out the fact that they have no idea what the Bible has to say.
Era mwecho alinga abaswaza tebalina kirowoozo kyonna oba tebategeera ki Bayibuli kyerina kwogera ku nsonga eno.
But here he makes it very clear.
Wabulana akijja mu lwatu.
By quoting from Genesis chapter 2.
Era ebigambo byayogera abijja mu lubeerya ebyessula eyokubiri.
That divorce is not possible. It's not lawful.
Nti okwawukana n'omwagalwawo tekikkirizibwa.
And the driving passion behind it is because God created, because it was created by God in the beginning.
Era ekyo kyonna ekimusindikiza okwogera n'obwagazi mu nsonga eno nti Kristo ekyo teyakitondawo ku ntandikwa.
And that is the first truth about marriage I want us to get, that marriage is created by God.
Amazima agasokera ddala genjaga tutegeere gali nti obufumbo bwatondebwawo Katonda.
Say that with me. Truth number one. Marriage.
Amazima agasoka obufumbo.
Marriage.
Obufumbo.
Everyone, marriage is created by God.
Kakati n'abooluganda katuddemu. Obufumbo bwatondebwa Katonda.
I have two pictures here.
Nina ebifaananyi bya mirundi ebiri wano.
One is a picture by my son.
Ekimu ku kyo kifaananyi kye.
This was given me by Hikama, my man.
Hikima ye yakimpa ekyo, ye yakimpa.
The man with muscles.
Omusajja alina akanyama.
This was given to me by my wife.
Ate kino kyaweebwa mukazi we yakimuwa.
What would you think about these pictures if I came and I threw them?
Chicho wandirowezeza senga kwa daifana nyebio ichimu kucho ne enchi kasuka kuchisenge ne enchi kubako.
I threw them against the wall and just crashed into pieces.
Ne enchi kasuka kuchisenge ne chimementu kacho na.
What would you think?
Chicho wandirowezeza.
What would it say about my value of this picture?
Chicho chandiyogedde obachifana nchicho chandiraze eri omugaso gwennine eri ekifana nchino.
It would say that I don't value the gift that my wife what?
Chandiraze ntino sichitwala nga kya muwendo.
That she gave me.
Sichitwala nga kya muwendo ekirabo mukazi wange kyeyampa.
When we talk,
bwe twogera
of the subject of divorce,
bwe twogera ku ssomo eryekuusa kwa
and destroying this thing that God made,
okubeera nga kwonoona ekintu kino Katonda kye yatondawo.
We're speaking of taking what God made perfect and what? Taking it and throwing it against the wall, destroying the very thing that God what? Created.
Kakati mwecho che tuba tegeza nti kwe kukwata ekintu ekyatondebwa Katonda nga kituukiridde ne tukikasuka ne tukikuba ku kisenge okubanga tukyonoona.
Matthew's point here,
ensonga ya Matayo wano,
is that God is the creator of marriage.
Ensonga yeri nti Katonda ye mutonzi w'obufumbo.
It is a gift from him.
Kirabo ekiva eri Katonda.
So how is it you can destroy it through divorce?
N'olwekyo kisoboka kitya okubanga gwe omuntu obusaanyawo wabula ng'oyita mu kwawukana?
That's why when he starts off he says, listen,
yensonga lwaki bw'aba
atandika agamba muli. Haven't you read that he who created them from the beginning?
Agamba nti musoma nti oyo eyabakola olubereberye.
It's God who created marriage.
Katonda yennyini yeyakolawo obufumbo.
Friends, we can't speak badly about marriage.
Bannanga ab'emikwano tetusobola kwogera bubi.
We can't destroy marriage.
Tetusobola kwonoona bufumbo.
And I want to say to us as a Christian community, as a church of believers, we cannot look down on marriage. The problem isn't marriage. The problem is the people that got what? That got married.
Kakati kyenjagala mumanye tetuyina kubeera ng'ofumbo tubuyisaamu amaaso aa obuzibu si bufumbo wabula obuzibu be bantu abayingira mu bufumbo.
And so if you can fix the people that got married, you can fix what? Marriage.
N'olwekyo kiri nti senga osobola okutereeza bano abantu ababiri abayingira mu bufumbo kitegeeza obufumbo nabwo ogenda kukola ki? Butereeza.
But God created marriage, and you can't take it upon yourself to dishonor it.
Katonda yakola obufumbo gwe ng'omuntu tosaanidde kujja kubanga obutyoboola.
And destroy it.
N'obwonoona.
Marriage is one of the greatest and most monumental gifts given to humanity.
Obufumbo kye kirabo ekikyasinze okubeera eky'omuwendo ekirungi ennyo ekyaweebwa omuntu.
And when you see it right in the creative work, you realize that right in day six,
era bw'oba okitunuulidde bulungi n'okyekkaanya okitegeera nti ku lunaku olw'omukaaga,
the pinnacle of his creative work is man.
Entikko y'omulimu gwe kyali nti omuntu,
or we can say man and woman marriage created as one. That's the pinnacle of his whole creative work.
Tuyinza okugamba nti omusajja n'omukazi baatondebwa babeere ekintu kimu, eyo y'entikko y'omulimu ogw'omuwendo ogwa Katonda.
Where he creates two people with one purpose.
Bwetusisinkanira ng'atonda abantu babiri wabula nga balina ekigendererwa kimu oba nga waliwo ekigendererwa kimu.
Marriage according to God.
Bw'oba otunuulidde obufumbo okusinziira ku Katonda.
Is perfect.
Butuukiridde.
It is created by God.
Yabukola nga ye Katonda.
And to lead to mankind's ultimate joy and fulfillment.
Era mwekyo kubeera nga buleetera omuntu essanyu n'okuba nga atuukiriza buli kimu.
And so therefore, marriage should be valued. It should be prized. It should be protected. It should be promoted around us. Come on. How's your marriage? This is not any other relationship. This is a marriage relationship. The most important relationship on human surface is marriage. And it should be. For God's creation, it should be something we value and we prize.
Eri ekitonde kya Katonda kirina okubeera ekintu kye tutwala ng'ekyomuwendo ennyo.
So I want to say, as a Christian community, may we never tear it down.
N'olwekyo njagala obagamba ng'ekitundu eky'abakristaayo, leka tuleme okubeera nga
tuyisaamu. May we never belittle God's precious gift.
Leka tuleme okubeera nga tuyisaamu amaaso ekirabo kya Katonda.
May it always be taken seriously.
Leka tubeere nga tukitwala ng'ekyamakulu akaseera konna.
Because God is the one who what? Created it in where? In the beginning.
Olw'ensonga Katonda yennyini ye yabukola.
God didn't make men single.
Katonda teyakola muntu musajja ng'alina bbeera yekka.
He made them to get what? Married.
Yamutonda wabula yamutonda ng'alina okubeera ng'awasa.
And you're saying, but what about people who don't get married? Well, the passage will look at that later as we move.
Oyinza okugamba ate abantu abo abatawasa oba abatayingira bufumbo ekitundu kijja tubuulira mu maaso kwabo.
But if we're going to understand marriage, the first thing we must understand, it is a gift created by God and it is awesome.
Bwe tubanga tulina okutegeera obufumbo buno kyeki, tulina osooka okukitegeera nti kyekirabo ekyatuweebwa Katonda ate era nga kirungi.
There is a second truth about marriage I want us to see.
Waliwo amazima ag'okubiri ge njagala mubeere nga mutegeera nga geekuusa ku bufumbo.
A second truth.
Amazima ag'okubiri.
And that is this.
Era ge gano.
Marriage was perfectly created.
Obufumbo bwatondebwa nga butuukiridde.
Consisting of two.
Wabula mwekyo nga mulimu abantu babiri.
Immaculately or in perfectly designed,
obanga bwatondebwa ne buwundibwa mu mbeera etuukiridde,
complementary
nga butuukiridde bulungi,
and intimately connected genders,
era kankiddemu obufumbo kyekintu ekyateekebwa wabula nga kikolebwa abantu ba mirundi ebiri abatuukiridde obulungi,
both men and women.
Era abantu abo yo mukyala no mwami.
I know that's a complicated sentence, but there are every words there because of the importance of it. Let me say it again.
Kanchiddemu burungi tukitegere.
Marriage is perfectly created.
Obufumbo bwakolebwa nga butukiridde.
Consisting of two.
Era mu bufumbo bwo nga mulimu abantu babiri.
Perfectly designed.
Abantu babiri abatondebwawo mu butuufu bwabwe.
Complementary.
Nga bali wamu.
And intimately connected genders.
Era nga ebitonde ebibiri bituukiridde bulungi nga we bisaanidde.
Both a male and a male.
N'omukazi.
When you come to Genesis chapter 2. It is clear that God creates a perfect problem. Before the fall. Did you guys know that there was a problem before sin entered the world? There was. What was the problem? Man was what?
Alone.
There was no one. And God created this problem that he might create a perfect what? Solution.
Kakati katonda yatonda ekizibu kino asobola okubeera nga atonda ekyogonjola ekizibu ekyo ekituukiridde.
That the two of them coming together,
era mu ekyo ababiri bajja ne babeera wamu,
you might have a perfect whole.
Era bwe baba nga bazze wamu awofuna ekituukiridde.
That's the biblical record.
Bible wecho wetugamba.
Each part was God's handcrafted design.
Buli kitundu kyonna kyatondebwawo Katonda
katonda
ye Katonda.
Designed and crafted.
Yatonda naunda.
Both individuals.
Abantu bano bombi.
To create a perfect harmony.
Okubera nga atonda wo obumu obutukiride.
And complementary whole.
Era nga butukiride mu mbera egwanidde oba nga bubika.
In Genesis chapter 2. Look with me in Genesis chapter 2. Everybody turn your Bibles there. Genesis chapter 2.
Olubeli ebeli sura yokubiri.
Make sure your neighbor is turning.
Kakasa nga mulirwana wa bikula Bible ye.
Look with me in verse 18 of Genesis chapter 2.
Era bw'otuuka mu ssuula ey'okubiri genda mu lunyiriro lw'18.
It says this in verse 18.
Bwati bw'agamba mu lunyiriro
lw'18. And I'm going to bring emphasis and I want to show your attention of the intimacy that God has.
Yagala balaga enkolagana
eno y'omuntu. In creating this relationship.
Katonda jaina mumbere eno ba mukasera kano nga atonda we enkolagana.
And also notice as we read the connectivity between man and woman.
Era bwe tubanga tusoma njagawo tunuulire enkwatagana eriwo masekati g'omusajja n'omukazi.
Look what it says in verse 18.
Tunula olabe mu lwekumi n'omunaana bw'atugamba.
Then the Lord God said.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti.
What did he say?
Yagamba ki?
It is not good that the man should be what?
Agamba si kirungi omuntu okola ki? Okubeera nga yekka.
So I will make him a what? A helper what? Fit for him.
Namukolera omubezi.
I'm going to make a helper and I'm going to make a specific helper that is what? Fit for him.
Katonda yagini agamba nti namukolera omubezi amusanira.
Perfectly designed for him.
Nga amusanira bulungi omukazi nga asanira omusajja.
Amazing.
Chewunyisa.
Look at the goodness of God.
Tunulira obulungi bwa Katonda.
Verse 19.
Olwe 10
no. So out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens.
Mukama Katonda nakola nettaka buli nsolo eyo munsiko na buli ekibuuka waggulu.
And brought them to man to see what he would call them.
Nabiretera omuntu okulaba byanabiita.
And whatever the man called every living creature,
n'omuntu buli lye yayita ekitonde kyonna,
that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of heaven and every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found for him what? A helper. A helper what? Fit for him. So what does God do? He doesn't have a helper, doesn't have someone fit for him. So what does he do?
Verse 21.
So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my.
Omuntu nayogera nti ono lye gumba erivudde mu magumba gange, ye nyama evudde mu nyama yange.
She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
Na ye anayitibwanga mukazi kubanga ajiddwa mu musajja.
You see, God personally gets involved. And he loves man so much that he makes him a perfect helpmate. That is perfectly fit for him. We have to note, unfortunately, in our day that he didn't make two males. Because if I get two male pieces, they don't fit, right? That's not God's design. He didn't make two females. That's not God's design. Notice that God didn't have Adam relate with the animals.
And
that wasn't God's design.
Notice
there was a male and there was a what? There was no third whatever, right? It's funny that we have to even say this today. But when God created marriage, he created with a male and a female, and therefore any marriage that is not one man with one female is not a biblical marriage.
Kakati katonda bwe yali atondawo bufumbo yatondawo ekitonde ekikazi n'ekitonde ekisajja teyatondawo nti no abakazi babiri n'omusajja omu ekiri ebweru w'ekyo obusi bufumbo kikyamu.
Rather, it is a distortion of God's design.
Era ekyo kityoboola enkola n'ensengeka ya Katonda.
I find it funny. When I first came to this country, even up to, I heard the other day someone says, oh, those white people, they believe in homosexuality.
Hear
it very clearly from the white man directly, okay? Homosexuality is sin. It is not according to God's design. It is a distortion of God's design. According to Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 27, homosexual is the result of God giving mankind over. Over to their own impurity. It is a dishonoring of God's design for their bodies. It's built on lies. The heart of it is the worship of creation. It is just people being given over to their own dishonorable, detestable passions.
Kwe kubera ngabantu baweredwayo eryo kwaka nokwegomba kwembiri jabwe.
It's dishonorable.
Era chichamu
nyo. It is shameless act.
Chabuswabo bachikolwa chabuswabo.
Coming out of a depraved, debased mind.
Era ngachiva mu bwongo oba mu ndowoza enchamu nyo.
That's the biblical picture of homosexuality.
Kati Bible bwetyo bwerabamu.
That's not marriage. It doesn't matter what our society says. As Christians, we will stand on that truth to hold up and honor marriage. Can somebody say amen? Can we say amen? God created marriage for male and female exclusively.
Katonda yakola obufumbo wabula obufumbo bonga bwa muchala na mwami.
And he designed it perfectly for that purpose.
Era yabutonda nga butukiriza ddala butukiride.
And Jesus here is making it very clear that marriage was perfectly created, consisting of two perfectly designed individuals, genders, complementary and intimately connected. A male and a female. Sawa sawa. Now.
Kakano.
So far, we really haven't said anything that you're not well aware of. But I am really hoping that it is elevating marriage. That it's raising it higher and higher and higher. Because go back with me to Matthew chapter
19.
Look with me now in verse
5.
He gives us a third truth about marriage. But look at the first words he says here. He said, therefore. In Genesis, it provides, and for this reason. I bring this out because it's important for us to know that what comes from here is a response, or it is a result of what God has already what? Done.
Kakati kuno kwanukula eriyecho Katonda kye yali amaze okubanga akola.
And Genesis account and this count here is going to now elevate marriage as a result of what God has done as creator. Since he created marriage as an important institution, therefore it must be what? Elevated. It must be raised up. It must be heightened.
Olokubanga Katonda yatonda obufumbo ng'ekintu ekisinga okube ekikulu n'olwekyo omuntu yenna asaanidde okubanga abuyimusiza waggulu ddala.
Because in this situation you have what? One man, one female.
Mumbere n'olaba tuyina omusajja omu n'omukazi omu.
Creating marriage.
Wabula aba babiri we bajja wamu batondawo obufumbo.
It was never designed for more than one man, one female.
Tekyatondebwa kubeera nga basukulumako okubeera nti si musajja omu si mukazi omu.
And anything that is being promoted beyond that is wrong. It's sinful. It's not according to God's design.
Kakati ekintu kyonna ekikolebwa nga tekyefaananyirizaako na kino kye tutunuulira wano. Chichamu sinteekateeka ya Katonda.
But notice now, in light of these two truths, there's a third truth that becomes clear.
Kakati bwoba otunuulidde amazima gano ag'emirundi ebiri, ojja kusikana nti waliwo n'amazima ag'okusatu agalabisibwa.
This third truth is this.
Era amazima ag'okusatu ge gano.
The third truth is the importance of marriage.
Ge makulu agali mu bufumbo oba bwe bukulu obw'obufumbo.
Demands a change in relationship.
Obukulu bw'obufumbo oba omugaso oguli mu bufumbo busaba okubeera nga waliwo enkyukakyuka mu
family,
okubeera nga eva ku famire emu oba ku maka agamu.
In order for a new family to be formed,
okusobozesa amaka amajja okubanga gatondebwawo.
I'm going to say that again.
Ngenda kiddamu.
And we'll read the verse and I'll explain.
Tugenda soma olunyiriri nkinyonyole.
In light of the fact that God created marriage,
olwokubanga oba bw'otunuulira amazima agagamba nti Katonda
yatonda. It brings out this third truth, the importance of marriage.
Kiraga nti waliwo amakulu g'obufumbo.
Demands.
Gasaba.
A change in relationship.
Okubawo enkyukakyuka mu nkolagana.
To one's family.
Okubanga nti ku luyi olumu olwa famire y'omuntu.
In order for a new family to be formed.
Lutonda wate famire empya.
Look with me now at verse 5.
Tunula nange mu lwokutaano.
He says this.
Bwati bwagamba.
And he said, therefore a man what?
Nagamba nti omuntu kyanaakola ki?
Everyone, look at verse 5.
Banefe natunuulira onyiriro olw'okutaano.
Everyone, I want to hear you. Therefore, a man what?
Njagala buli omu ayogere omuntu kyanaavanga akola ki?
A man shall leave his what?
Kyanaavanga leka
kitaawe
ne nnyina.
And shall what?
Akole ki?
Hold fast to his wife.
Yetabe ne mukazi we.
And they shall become one flesh.
Nabo bombi banabango mbiri gumu.
My brothers and sisters,
aboluganda,
the preeminence of marriage is evident right here.
Amakuru g'obufumbo geragalwa twano.
As a child, our most important relationships are our immediate what? Family.
Kakati ng'omwana yenna enkolagana esookebwako gye twenyumirizaamu ye famire yaffe mwe tuva.
But according to this,
naye okusinziira ku kino,
I'm in this family,
senga ndi mu famire eno,
the second I get married, I what? I leave this family.
Bwentuuka kaseera akawasa kitegeeza ngenda vva mu famire yange mwendi.
And I what? I leave this family and I what?
Nenkola ki? Neyetaba naani?
And I
neyetaba naani?
Leave or hold fast to what?
Oba nanywerera ku ki?
My wife.
Ku mukyala we.
There's a change.
What when chuka chuke kolebwa?
This is now my what? Family.
Kakati eno ye famire ye.
This is now my family.
Eno ye famire ye.
And if any guy tries to come in,
era baba wa mtu yenne ye ajaje bali.
You see, listen. This becomes more important than anything here.
Kakati eno family efuuka ekintu ekikulu ennyo okusinga n'eri gy'ava.
And that's what's being communicated here.
Ekyo ky'ekyogerwa.
In light of the fact that I made this, this must happen.
Kakati olw'okubanga nti nkoze kino, kino kye kirina okubanga kibeerawo.
Marriage demands.
Obufumbo busaba.
God's creation of marriage demands that the former family relationship dissipates in comparison to the new relationship.
Kakati obufumbo bwatondebwawo Katonda busaba nti obufumbo bwonna obugenda okubeerawo bupya omuntu alekerera famire mwava n'atandikawo amaka amaggya agage.
This is now preeminent.
Kati buno kino kye kikulu.
This is all that matters.
Kino kye kino amakulu kati.
What is a man to do?
Omusajja alina kukola
ki? What does it say?
Omuntu alina kukola ki? Kiki kyatugamba?
Tell me.
Mumbulire kiki kyagamba mu lwokutaano.
Everyone together?
Fenna wamu?
Leave.
Kyanaavanga
aleka. Say that one more time. What did he do?
Anaakola ki? Anaalekanga
kitaawe. Does it say that the man is to be joined to his family?
Agamba nti omusajja alina okubanga yeetabaamu ne famire ye.
Does it say that the man is to get a house within his family's home?
Chigamba tino msajja ayinokufuna enyumba ngeri mu rujja lwa famire ye.
What does it say?
Chichayogera.
It says, no, he is to what? Leave
Anarekanga
his father and mother.
Chitawe ne nyina.
Clearly, drastic, massive changes in relationship between what was and what is now.
Cheraga lwatu enkolagana echuka chuka eriecho echali kakati netutunulia chichi echiliwo kakano.
Negatively, the man leaves the priority of his own family to establish his own family. His former family, his person, yeah, his born family for his own family.
Kakati mwechi era tutunulia nti waliwo kubanga obuvunanyizibwa abwesonyiwo bwali gye yazaalibwa kati obuvunanyizibwa n'abuzza ku famire ye gy'atandise. Kikoma okubeera ng'ali wansi w'abazadde be.
Because he now has his own home.
Olw'ensonga kaakano alina
amaka
ge nga ye.
He is now the head.
Kakati ye mutwe omukulu
ya as your father was the head.
Nga bwe kyali okuba nti taata we yali akulembera.
But you never have two what?
Tosobola kubeera n'abakulembeze
two heads.
Ba mirundi ebiri.
There's a separation.
Waliwo enjawukana.
A new family is formed.
Amaka amaggya gatondebwawo.
The man is no longer dependent on his family.
Omusajja aba takyesigama famire ye gy'azaalibwa.
Rather, he's dependent on his wife.
Wabula kaakati yesigama ku mukyala we.
The wife is the helper, not the mom.
Mukyala we ye kiyambi we, wabula so si maama we.
Sawa sawa.
Muntegedde ku ekyo.
The issue is not the relationship of the issue is not just that what we're not saying is that you can have no relationship to your family anymore.
Bane muntegere bulungi chesigamba sigama ntino tozina kubera nakolagana ne family yo jovamu.
But we are saying that there is a change.
Wabula chetugamba wabirawo enchuka chuke kolebwa.
The nature changes of your relationship changes.
Echikula chenkolagana yo ne family yo mova echukako.
And this is the essence of it. Your old family loses its preeminence.
Era mwejo chiri ntino family yo mova okubange ya makuru chigwawo.
And your new family takes on preeminence, listen, above everything.
Mwecho family yo jotonze we mpya nefuke ekyamakuru okusinga
above everything.
Okusinga ebintu byonna.
You no longer have these relationships with these other girlfriends you had beforehand. You don't have a relationship with these other boyfriends you had beforehand. It all changes because that marriage relationship becomes what?
Kakati mwecho chekitegeeza nti omusajja abakazi bonna oba abawala b'oyina enkolagana gy'oyina nabo eggwaawo n'omukyala enkolagana gy'oyina ey'abalenzi yonna eggwaawo n'obeera n'enkolagana emu eya mukazi wo oba bbaawo.
What's interesting today in our society,
ekyewuunyisa mu kitundu kyaffe,
what happens often, girls all they want to do is hang out with what? Themselves.
Church singo kubawo mu kitundu kyaffe ojakwesanga abakyalo abawala abato baagala kubeera nga
we don't have time for the husband exclusively, we're hanging out.
Noba sanga obagamba fe tuli mu malabudde
na or the guys want to be with the boys, huh?
Oba abalenzi baagala kutambula n'abalenzi bakankaseera kaffe kabavubuka.
That's good.
Ekyo kirungi,
but it's not preeminent.
Nate si kye ekikulu.
Listen, if you want to just be with the boys, that's not the way God designed it.
Bobanga kuyagala kubera nga ozunga na basajja bokka Katonda sibwe yakikola.
He designed that your wife and you would have the preeminent relationship above all other relationships, and it's seen right here by your leaving.
Yakikola nga gwe ng'omusajja olina okubeera n'enkolagana ne mukyala wo ng'esukulumya ebintu byonna era mu ekyo kirabisibwa kitya? Kirabisibwa mu kuvaayo okwo okuva eri ab'omu maka ago.
And as a Christian community, we must let biblical marriage reign because, listen, there are so many families throughout Uganda, throughout America that are being killed by their in-laws.
Tuina okukakasa nti obufumbo bw'omu Bible bututumuka mu bifo byaffe gye tuva lwaki olw'ensonga mu Uganda amaka mangi gasanyiziddwawo olwa famire zaabwe oba basezaala oba banazaala basanyizaawo obufumbo bw'abantu.
There are too many competitions between the wife and the mom.
Waliwo okubeeranga waliwo okukontana masekati g'omukyala w'omumaka ne nazaala we.
Who's going to get more attention from the son?
Ani agenda okubeera ng'afiibwako omutabani ku maama nazaala ne mukyala we?
Too many fathers outside trying to lord over another home.
Batata banji nyo bagezaako kubanga ebizibu byabwe babiteeka ku maka gaba.
Too many guilt trips laid upon children.
Abana banji nyo abasuliddwawo.
That they have to take responsibility of them. No, my friend, that's not how it works.
Okubeeranga abasajja basuliridde bajjajja b'abaana bano okubeeranga be balabirira nedda si bwe kirina okubeera.
God made it
Katonda ye yakikola.
So that a father cares for his family, his own family.
Katonda yakikola nti omusajja alina okubeera ng'alabirira famire ye.
Until every child is out.
Paka we kituuka nga buli mwana yenna alekulidde amaka.
And now you're responsible to care for what?
Kati mwecho
machala till you die.
Abaana bonga bonna amazo fuluma amaka ovunaizibwa bw'obosigaliza bwakulabirira mukyalawo paka.
And then as I start a family, I have to take care of my children.
Era nga tutandika wa amaka nange kenyini nalina okubanga ndabirira abaana bange.
But you see the disintegration of the family, the disintegration of marriage, now all of a sudden there's abandoned people, everybody, nobody's doing their job.
Nawo laba obutabanguko bwe tusinkana mu maka, bwe tusinkana mu mafamire, kiretedde abantu okubanga tebakola buvunaanyizibwa
bwabwe. And we're laying all of those burdens.
Era emigugu egyo gyonna tugikwata ne tugisuulirira.
On our children.
Abaana baffe.
It is the children's job when they get married to care for their own family, not to care for your family parents.
Kakati buvunaizibwa bw'abaana bwe babanga bakuze bo ne babanga balabirira amaka gaabwe nga bo wabula so si kulabirira bazadde baabwe.
Certainly children are to give out of love to their family.
Sigamba sejo sikigamba sigamba nti abana tebasobola kuwaayo chi
chuchu na. But what's happening is children can't develop on their own because they're trying to care for all of your children.
Nechizibu chiri nti abana balemeddwa kubanga bekulakulanyanga bo lwensonga balina okusigalanga bawa bazadde baabwe.
But you're responsible for your children, they're not.
Na ye kitegere nti gwe ng'omuzadde obuvunaanyizibwa bw'abaana bo bw'okyayina buvunaanyizibwa bwo wabula so si bw'abaana b'abakuze.
There's this idea in Uganda that a child, because he was given education, that the child now owes the parent. That he's their retirement plan. So now all the focus of that child is he has to give to me, he has to give, why aren't you giving to me? And all this friction begins. The biblical perspective is that I as a father give to my children. I refuse to let my children pay for certain educational things because it's my responsibility as a dad. If I don't provide for my own household, I am worse than an unbeliever, the Bible says. So I just want to say that when you get married, the preeminent relationship is your own family. If you have extra and you together can agree, let's help out some, it's wonderful.
Kino kibagamba bw'okula n'ofumbira oba n'owasa kitegeeza enkolagana yo ne famire eyo yesookerwako kyekyamakulu. Bw'obanga olina bingi kiri kale oba kiryoko osobola okugaba ku ekyo ky'olina.
And I'm sure
era nkakasa
that where parents have loved their children well, the children will feel very inclined to love their parents well. But by no means should we put that demand on our children because there's a new what? Relationship.
Na ye leka tuleme kubera nga tuteka akazito kubana bafo olwensonga abaana baffe batulekulira kakati balina enkolagana empya.
And parents,
n'abazadde,
we should encourage,
tulina okubeera nga tuzzaamu amaanyi,
our children,
abaana baffe,
to leave,
okubeera nga balekulira amaka.
Encourage our children. Please, you make that woman your preeminent relationship. Sawa-sawa? Sawa-sawa? According to Jesus' design, the most important marriage, the most important relationship is marriage. And it demands exclusivity of focus and devotion. Preeminence. There are two other truths we learn in this first question about marriage, and there are a few more in the next questions. But all of that we're going to have to see next
week.
My brothers, my sisters, marriage is a gift from God. Divorce isn't even an option. The solution we have is to repent from doing things our own way. And begin to follow God's way for marriage. Amen.
Amina.
Satan will always attack the family. And it is for that reason we must be very, very, very clear on biblical marriage. Come next week and we'll hear more. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that in the beginning of time you cared so much about humanity that you made a codependent relationship. The first relationships was marriage. And through marriage, we get this beautiful companionship. And you've given such clear instructions on how marriage is to function. But just like your creation of this world, we've destroyed it because of sin. And Lord, I know that in this room right here, there are destroyed marriages who need your saving work. Lord, will you please change hearts? Will you please change lives that we might do marriage your way? For the praise of your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.